Hi, I'm Margo, and this is episode 3 of the Chingona Homesteader. It is February 9th today, February 9th, 2018, and I really wanted to record yesterday, but I just wasn't able to do it. Yesterday, February 8th is the anniversary of my father's death. And so it's always kind of a difficult day for me, even though it's been a long time now. I think this is, 13 years, something like that. And every year it gets a little bit better, but every year February 8th kind of shows up. Do you have anniversaries like this in your life? I'm sure you must, that it kind of just hits you out of nowhere. And I was doing really well yesterday, and I was kind of just going about my day, and I was making myself a cup of tea, and I just suddenly burst into tears out of nowhere, and I didn't even know why. And then I suddenly remembered what day it was. But then I thought to myself, you know, it was just a moment. It kind of passed, sort of like a cloud over the sun. And when it passed, it was a little bit different than years past. When it passed this time, I felt so grateful. And I always feel grateful about, you know, I had a wonderful father, and I really miss him so much every day. And he was gone way too soon. But I'm really so grateful, not only for that, but also for all of the things that I have in my life now. I'm so grateful to have this new old little home that my family is in. I'm so grateful to be on this homesteading adventure with my kids and my husband. And I'm so grateful to be in San Diego, which is my hometown where I grew up, and to be able to be close to my mother and my husband's sisters, both live here. And I'm really grateful to have family around all the time. And that's one of my happiest memories of my childhood is, you know, I came from a really big family, and I grew up with lots of family around and cousins, and I have 18 first cousins. And so for my kids to be able to have some of that and be close to their cousins is a really, really special thing. And I just, you know, I felt, instead of, you know, being really sad all day long, which often happens on February 8th, this year was really different. I was really joyful and grateful. I mean, I had that one little moment in the morning, but the rest of the day, I felt really, really good. I felt so grateful just to be around my family and spend time with my kids, which I did yesterday. And it made me think a lot about, you know, the idea of homesteading is about building, and it's not just what you're building on, meaning your past, but it's what you're building for, meaning your future. And so I've been thinking a lot about that lately, about, you know, what is it that I'm bringing with me into the future, and what is it that I want my children to take from me and my husband into their future. And so, yeah, I spent the day making bread. I made that same bread that was in episode 2. And reading to my kids and just really enjoying being at home. And today, I had another little lesson about that, and I will get to that in segment 2 of the Chingona Homesteader podcast. So yesterday was the anniversary of my dad's death, and today, this morning, I attended a memorial service for one of my parents' neighbors. They lived two doors down from my parents when I was growing up. And the wife recently passed away. And she was like, she was like the Jewish mother of the whole neighborhood. Basically, everybody loved this woman, and the memorial service was such a beautiful celebration of everybody talking about, I mean, people from all areas of her life talking about how special she made them feel, and we all felt that about her. And I really love that. I've always considered myself to be a city mouse. I'm not somebody who, and I know, and it's just not me. If there's lots of people who can do homesteading, out in the country, like to be out on the farm, like to be off the grid, like to be away from everybody. And that's great that you can do that. But for me, I really love to be in a city around people, around different kinds of people. I get really excited about hearing about different people's stories and backgrounds and this neighbor that passed this week, she was one of the wonderful things that I remember about her always was she was always like boundlessly curious, just always wanted to know, if somebody was visiting and she happened to be walking her dog, she, oh, who's this? And like really listen to them. And when my father, when my father was ill, when my father became ill with cancer, it was really sudden. It was like he was great, and then he got 2 weeks to live, basically. And when that happened, my husband and I lived on the East Coast, and we dropped everything and came back to San Diego to help my mom, and dad through that experience. And so it was very, sudden and shocking. We were very much in shock, and we were coming back to a city we hadn't lived in about a decade, and so we didn't really know anybody here anymore. All our friends had moved away and were living in other cities, and it was just a very otherworldly kind of experience. And I remember one day I during that time I was walking around, and I ran into this neighbor. And she was like, oh, I'm so glad you're here, and so good to see you, and hey, what's going on? And what's going on in your life? And I explained to her, she didn't know that my dad was ill because it had happened, like I said, very suddenly. And she just talked to me in such a compassionate way, but also very practically. She herself had survived breast cancer a couple of years before that. She had a very serious bout with breast cancer a few years before my father got cancer. And so she just had these wonderful insights for me as a daughter, and like what I could do and how important it was to take care of myself. And those are the lasting legacies. When we talk about what are we building for the future, that's the important stuff. Connecting with other human beings and being there for them. Those are the most important things. These material things, like your house and your car and your job, and are not, they're temporal. They, even this, like that I'm planting this little farm at my house is yet, it's something I'm building for the future. But ultimately, what I'm building for the future is the relationships that I'm developing. And sometimes those two things really mesh together really well. And I want to recommend a podcast to you in the next segment that I think does a really effective job of that. So hang tight, and we'll be right back with more of the Chingona Homesteader podcast. So, all of this stuff that's kind of been on my mind lately, and I wanted to recommend a particular podcast to you that's helped me a lot. I will do an episode coming soon where I'll just rattle off a bunch of podcasts and YouTube channels that have helped me in my urban homesteading journey. But this podcast in particular, I'm recommending because it's so good, number one, and it's relevant to what I've already been talking about, number two, and it is called simply The Urban Homestead. And it is about a family in Pasadena. It was this dad who was outraged by what was happening in the food industry, and he was worried for the health of his three children. And so he, I'm condensing this way down, but anyway, he got a place, typical home in Pasadena, California, and he started growing his own food in the backyard. And eventually, that expanded all through the whole backyard and then into the front yard. And then they had this living, working food farm with livestock and supplying to local vendors and restaurants, and but working together as a family to do this. And I gather that about a year ago, you know, this is all kind of what I glean in the conversation of the, it's now the three children that are doing the podcast, but I believe that the father passed away about a year ago, is from what I can tell. And so even though the podcast is fascinating for its information, which is plenty of information, there's information about canning, there's information about, you know, different crops and ways to plant trees, and then they also talk to other local farmers and you learn from them, and you learn a lot about planting in an urban environment, and that's all amazing. But what keeps me coming back to the podcast is the family dynamic of these three children who are working, you know, this is their dream too, but it was originally their father's dream. And so carrying on that work while they are still very much dealing with the grief of this massive loss. And I just find it fascinating because they're, you know, it's a very particular thing when your home life, your work life, you know, your profession and your family are all tied together in one big ball. That was exactly the situation I was in when I lost my father. And so I just think it's really interesting to hear how the now grown children, each, you know, and they each have their own interests, particular interests as far as homesteading and their own specialties, but how they are working together while they are also working through their grief, I just think is amazing. It's just really interesting for me to hear, you know, every now and again, it'll come up as it does, you know, because when you have a big loss like that, it's something that touches every part of your life and has this kind of ripple effect for the rest of time. But it is a very fascinating, very entertaining podcast. So if you haven't listened to The Urban Homestead, I cannot recommend it enough. It's on all of the channels. It's pretty easy to find. And there was also, if I didn't mention already, there was a documentary that was made about the family while the father was still living. A really interesting documentary, which I think is also called The Urban Homestead. I'm not exactly sure. The Urban Homestead, I think, is the name of their business. It's the name of their urban homestead is simply called, I believe, The Urban Homestead. And it's in Pasadena, California. And anyway, so check it out. Check out The Urban Homestead. And thank you for stopping by the Chingona Homesteader podcast. You can read more about me at my site, thechingonahomestead.com. And check out my other podcast, Book Versus Movie, Did I Just Eat That Out Loud, and Resisting Bitch Face, wherever you enjoy your podcasts. If you want to follow me on social media, all my social media handles are at She's Nacho Mama, SHESNACHOMAMA. And if you'd like to email me with questions or products that you'd like me to review or topics you'd like me to cover, my email address is she'snachomama@gmail.com. Thanks again for stopping by the Chingona Homesteader podcast. I'm Margo, and I'll talk to you again really soon. Bye.